Thank you, Cardiff. Matthew speaking.
Yes, Matthew?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Matthew. This is Gabe with New Beginnings Transportation calling. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Gabe?
Doing good. I received an email from you. I wanted to ask you some questions here. Looking to bring on some capital here. Got something about a $250,000 pre-approval?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no. Yeah, we sent that out to you probably about a week and a half ago. I actually was reaching out to you about that. You know, I wanted to see if you got the offer, you know, see what you thought about it, and if you had any questions.
Yeah, I do have some questions here. I am looking to bring on some capital here for my business. We just got a new contract with Xerox. I'm going to have to bring on a new truck, maybe a couple of new employees. So I really just wanted to know what it's going to cost me, you know, what you guys are looking at for me to get approved and that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah. And so, I mean, it sounds like you're looking into what you said, employees, bringing on some new employees in a truck, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, we got a couple of different programs. We got both equipment financing and working capital. So our equipment financing side is more like a traditional plan. You have that. Think of it like a typical car loan where you have a 2 to 5 year plan, monthly payments. Your rates generally start in the mid single digits. And then you have the working capital side of things where it's fairly a new program, lets you access more cash than those typical lines of credit. We base this off of sales and are generally able to free up 10 to 15% of that top line revenue with unsecured cash. So from what it sounds like, you're looking into both of those programs because you're looking for some equipment as well as bringing on some new employees. So, you know, what?
Okay, so as far as the equipment goes for the vehicles, when you say mid-single digits, there's kind of some ambiguity there. What exactly does that mean? What is mid-single digits?
Well, I mean, it could be anywhere from a few percentages to, you know, it's in the mid, like 2 to 7%. Can be anywhere. What we got to do is find out what you look like on paper to get you more, less ambiguity answers. I mean, for us to be able to shoot you an answer on what exactly the rate would be, we'd have to find out what you look like on paper and what you're planning to do. So are you looking?
So you guys have rates as low as 2% on vehicles?
Well, like I said, I've seen it go as low, I've seen it go very low, and I've seen it go high. But usually the average is in the mid singles, like 4 to 5 to 6.
Okay, and I have a current balance. You know, you mentioned that you free up 10 to 15% of my sales. And I have a current balance with a company called Can Capital. Are you familiar with them?
I think I've heard of Can Capital. Yeah, what's going
on?
Okay.
So I have around a $25,000 balance with them right now on a 12-month note. Mm-hmm. Is that going to affect me getting that 10 to 15% freed up for my business there?
Well, I mean, how much do you have left to pay off on that?
So I have a $20,000 balance.
Okay, so you have $20,000. So, I mean, it's going to deter a little bit. You know, what we got to do is find out what you look like on paper in order to find out what's going on with all of that. I usually send all your information once I get it to my underwriters. They give me an answer in 24 hours. So, I mean, how much are you looking to bring on?
I'm thinking about probably right around $45,000.
Okay, so yeah, you're looking at $45,000 now. Basically, what is, you know, are you looking to do with that $45,000? Just bring on the new employees, or
I'm looking to, like I said, I got that new contract with Xerox. It's going to bring on some more work. I'm going to need some capital up front to make sure I can pay that employee, you know, because I'm not going to be getting paid on this contract, you know, for about 60 days. It takes me about 60 days to get paid, so I'm looking to bring on some of that capital. I'm also going to be, I need to get another new permit as well. You know, the transportation industry, there's a lot of permits that you have to acquire with different contracts. So, what kind of payback? Let's say I borrow, you know, $45,000. Would I be able to pay off that existing loan with Can Capital in net $45,000?
Well, yeah, I mean, the good thing about our working capital program is that it's unsecured cash. We're basically going to deposit this money into your guys' business account, and it's up to your discretion on how you see fit to use it. You guys want to pay off some of the previous loan or the entire amount? Great. If you guys want to use it towards your employees, great. You know, those are all opportunities that you have when you take on our loan for working capital. Now, the $45K, that's what you want, or is that something that you need? Because, you know, what the game plan I want to put down is, you know, let's shoot for what you want. That way, if we can't get you the full amount, we can get you what you need.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, do you think that you'd be able to get my business that amount? What are you guys looking at?
Well, in order to really diagnose what we can do for you, we got to dissect what you look like on paper. And that's what I'm going to need to go ahead and get some paperwork done with you. It's a pretty simple process, though. I mean, let's go ahead and find out. I mean, how's your credit look? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My credit's good. I think last time I checked with TransUnion, it was right at about 710, I believe, maybe 715.
Okay, yeah, you got some pretty decent credit, better than the average, it looks like. Now, speaking about that, I mean, what is the return of your investment? It sounds like you're going to be able to get some things done with your business.
So I think I'm going to be able to net about $4,000 a week with this new contract.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what I'm looking at as far as my return on investment.
So with this new contract, I mean, what is it that you guys are going to be... when is it? Like, how quickly would you need it?
So I need the money pretty quickly. We're getting started up here in July. That's when I signed the contract to begin. So, you know, I'd like to have the truck in place by then, and have that capital, you know, on hand so I can bring on that employee.
Okay. Yeah, so that sounds like a good... Our program should be a good fit for you. I mean, with our working capital program, from what you told me, I'll just need to get a little more information on you and see what we can do for you. And I'll just have to send you an application. Probably just need a one-page app, 6 months of bank statements, and your most recent tax return. With that information, once you get that, I'll be able to shoot it to my underwriter. What's a good email address I can send that to?
You can send it to Gabe.
Okay, Gabe.
Peterson at AOL.com.
Okay. Now, with the truck side of things, you're also looking into a truck, you mentioned, right? Because I think
Correct.
This is what you should do. I think you should go ahead and take the working capital to go ahead and pay off the old loan and get the new employees, or pay the employees for their work. And then with our equipment capital side of things, you should use that program that we have to get the new truck, so that way you can get a better bang for your buck with us. That way you'll get your truck in a few days. You'll also be able to get this loan to pay off in a few days as well. So with the working, the equipment financing, same thing. I'm going to send another application to you. It's just for the equipment side of things. I'm going to require the 6 months of bank statements, and then also your tax return as well. By the way, do you guys take credit card payments for your business?
We do not. No. No. No okay. Credit card sales.
Okay, so you won't need to worry about that aspect of it. So, I mean, a little bit more about the project. I mean, what do you guys got going on? Tell me about your business.
So my main question here, my main concern is, I mean, you talked about the vehicle equipment finance rates. They're going as low as 2%. And how are you guys able to get me a cheaper rate than my local bank? How does that work? Because 2% sounds like a pretty good deal for this truck. So, I'm very interested, you know, if that's going to be the ballpark rate I'm going to be paying.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that comes down to my underwriter. We just have to find out what you look like on paper and how good of a percentage we can get you. Like I said, we got to look at the bank statement, see what's coming in, what's coming out. We got to find out how the business looks like on paper. I wouldn't be able to give you an ideal rate over the phone. It's just not something I can do. I don't want to give you any unrealistic ideas of what we can offer you. So I want to be able to, you know, get the documents I need to, the short list of documents. And then once you send those back to me, I'll shoot those right over to my underwriter. And we'll be able to get you an answer inside of 24 hours.
Okay, and what about the rate here for the capital? How much, I mean, how much is this, if I am able to net the $45,000, what is that going to cost me?
Like I said, once again, the rate's going to come down to what you look like on paper. I can't give you any unrealistic ideas. I mean, it can range. Typically, you know, I've seen it go from dirt cheap up to 50 cents to the dollar. You know, we're
50,
one of the...
50 cents on the dollar?
Mm-hmm. We are one of the few banks that does working capital. So when we borrow money at a lower, you know, so when we borrow money, it's at a lower rate.
What allows you guys to borrow money at a lower rate? What do you mean by borrow money? Are you guys a direct lender? Are you going to be shopping my information around town?
No. We're a personal bank, so we don't have to ask anybody for anything.
Okay, so you guys are a personal bank, or is it a
private commercial?
Is it a commercial bank or a consumer bank? I'm kind of confused now.
We're a commercial bank. It's a private bank.
Okay, so it's for businesses. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it could go anywhere from, it could be as high as 50 cents on the dollar.
Well, your credit score looks like it would fit into one of our more premium programs, and that's something I don't think you'll have to worry about, just based off of general information I'm getting. But at the end of the day, I do have to find out what my underwriter would think, and when he would, they got to go ahead and get your information together and put, once we have it, we'll be able to get you that answer, though, 24 hours.
Okay. Well, I'll wait for your email there, and then I'll shoot you off that information.
Yeah, Gabe, what's a good time to circle back around and follow up with you?
Let's say Thursday around this time.
Thursday around this time, okay. Now, just to make sure I covered everything, you're looking at new employees in a truck. I'm going to send you two applications, one's for working capital, one's for equipment. Both of those, I'm going to need the 6 months of bank statements, so you can just send me one page of the 6 months of statements. If you do online banking, you can just copy and send a picture of those. And then also the most recent tax return. And then I'm going to circle back with you. You said Thursday?
Okay. I don't have my 2015s done mm-hmm. yet. I mean, I have an extension there. It's already been filed for the extension there. I do have 2014.
That's fine. Go ahead and send that. We'll circle back around if anything comes up, but that's no problem.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll wait for your email, and then I'll get that stuff over to you.
Great. Is that that's all the questions you got for me?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, Gabe. I appreciate the call. I'll circle back with you. Thanks.
You have a good day, Matt.
Bye.